السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله. الله gives us an opportunity. سبحان الله. To discuss the best of people. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. The Sahabi we are to learn about. سبحان الله. It's so amazing. Him and his siblings embraced Islam together. Islam came to his region, the Muzayna clan. Allahu Akbar. They would hear about Islam. Sahaba passing that region, Sahaba would stop by, inviting them to Islam. And they would hear about the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one day, this great Sahabi, subhanAllah, what a Sahabi, Ya Allah. A very great Imam, we all know and follow, subhanAllah. That Imam who is the great Imam of fiqh, is named after the Sahabi. That Imam, who Imam al-Shafi'i said, we all, the fuqaha, are indebted to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. And he was that scholar who put the books of fiqh in the sequence we have, in the sequence and the system we have. He was that scholar who would sit with his class of scholars, and from there he established his madhab, based on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is none other than Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, whose name was Nu'man. But who is Nu'man? Nu'man is actually the great Sahabi radiyallahu anhu, An-Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu. He heard about Islam. He gathered his people, his brothers, the elders of his community, and he said to them, "Oh my people, by Allah, we've heard so much of good about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his da'wah, his message, his mercy, his kindness, his justice, his loyalty, integrity. Why are we delaying accepting something so good when everyone else is superseding us to goodness?" He then said, "Oh my people, I'm ready. Tomorrow morning I'm leaving, I'm going. Who wants to join me should also get ready." Subhanallah, the words of An-Nu'man radiyallahu anhu hit a core in the hearts of his people. By the time the morning came, his 10 brothers, subhanAllah, so 11 of them, Allahu Akbar, his 10 brothers, another report mentions 7, but probably that reporter is narrating what he knew. Actually, 11 brothers, 10 and himself, and 400 horsemen from the Muzayna clan got ready to go with him to Medina Munawwara to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to embrace Islam. Hazrat Nu'man felt shy to go to Medina Munawwara empty-handed, but there was years of drought that had affected his community, so there was not much left of livestock or valuables. Hazrat Nu'man went to visit his brothers' homes, encouraging them that what can we take with us as a gift. He took whatever he could, and others also brought whatever they could from the little that they had. Subhanallah. Look how merciful Allah is. And this is what we learn from the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, because they learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Allah has given us, give of what we got. Sometimes we don't have much. Give the little we can. Allah appreciates. Allah sees. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this congregation Allah arrives in Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, and they heard the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they embraced Islam, the whole Medina was elated with hundreds of people embracing Islam. These 11 brothers and their community all embracing Islam in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was news in Medina. This was joy. This brought joy to every home in Medina Munawwara. There was nothing that brought greater joy to our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam than someone being saved from Jahannam and being taken to Jannah. And this brought the greatest of joy to the beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what should bring joy to us when a person leaves the party of the devil and comes into the fold of Islam. This becomes a means of their salvation, and from them, their children and their progeny. Bringing one person to Islam has such an impact. This
Subhanallah, ripple effect from one, it reaches more and more and more. And as we are seeing it in the world today, subhanallah, those who are coming into Islam throughout the world, the way they're standing up for Allah's deen, the way they are propagating Allah's deen, the way they are sharing Allah's deen, let's appreciate, let's see the good, let's encourage each other, subhanallah. That's such a beautiful hadith in Sahih Muslim. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before judgment day, there will be a people who would take Allah's deen, and the cities will surrender to Islam through them, and they won't use weapons, but they will say la ilaha illallah, and people would rush to Islam. And then the hadith says, this is a community from the Banu Ishaq, subhanallah. Now the question comes about, who is this Banu Ishaq who would come into the deen, and so many from the European lands, from the lands of the Romans and the Europeans would come into deen through the same Banu Ishaq. One of the preferred meanings of Banu Ishaq, because who would they be? Banu Ismail, we know, are the Arab and the Muslims. Banu Israel, we know, are the Israelites. Who is then Banu Ishaq? One of the preferred views concerning Banu Ishaq seems to be the Europeans who will see the beauty of Allah's deen and then would take Allah's deen to heart and value Allah's deen and then share Allah's deen with the world, where so many would come to Allah's deen just through their intellectual explanations and seeing the change in their lives. So subhanallah, this should bring great joy to us when people embrace Islam and when people come in to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the ambience, the environment of Medina, that such a large exodus of people all uttering the kalima. There was never up to that time such a delegation all at once embracing Islam. This was like up to then the record. Thereafter many delegations came during Awamul Wufud, the years of delegations, which was the 8th, the 9th, the 10th year, where delegations were coming every day. But this was prior to that. So Medina Munawwara hadn't seen such an amazing occasion. This brought joy to all and sundry, young and old, men and women. Everyone was elated by the sight of people in large groups embracing Islam. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that indeed Iman has homes and hypocrisy has also places and homes. And the home of the Banu Muqarrin clan is indeed from the homes of Iman. Inna lil imani buyuta walin nifaqi buyuta wa inna bayta bani muqarrin min buyutil iman. Subhanallah.